This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand reported its first death from the coronavirus in more than 3 months on Friday. Health authorities said a man in his 50s died at an Auckland hospital where he was being treated for the virus following a small outbreak in the city that began last month. New Zealand has reported more than 1,700 cases and 23 deaths. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said that New Zealand would keep its current coronavirus restrictions until at least mid-September. A lockdown in Auckland has been eased, but crowd sizes are limited across the country and mask mandated on public transport. More than 868,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 26.3 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil, then India. Mexican officials are downplaying the country's rate of coronavirus infections and deaths among medical personnel, considered by some to be the highest in the world. The health department said Thursday that 1,410 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees have died from COVID-19, while more than 104,000 medical workers tested positive for the virus. Infections among healthcare personnel represent 17% of Mexico's total cases, while deaths in their sector amount to only about 2% of the country's overall toll. Mexico ranks fourth in the world in the number of deaths related to COVID-19. A man suspected of fatally shooting a supporter of a right-wing group in Portland, Oregon last week was killed Thursday as investigators moved in to arrest him. The U.S. Marshals Service said Friday that the man identified as 48-year-old Michael Forrest Reinel was killed as a federal task force attempted to apprehend him in Lacey, Washington. That's about 120 miles north of Portland, Oregon. He was a prime suspect in the killing of 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson, who was shot in the chest Saturday night. This is VOA News. With protests in Portland, Oregon nearing the 100-day mark, the governor, Kate Brown, and other Democratic leaders have called for an end to the violence. Meanwhile, federal agents are continuing to arrest protesters who allegedly assault law enforcement officers. Protests have erupted daily in the Pacific Northwest city since the killing of George Floyd. They're now punctuated by clashes between Black Lives Matter demonstrators and far-right counter-protesters. Congressional aides report a deal has been reached between Democrats in Congress and the White House on moving forward with a bill to avert a government shutdown at month's end. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration have agreed to keep a stopgap government funding bill free of controversy or conflict. That's according to aides who demanded anonymity, who were briefed on the conversation between Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Both sides are trying to keep any possibility of a government shutdown off the table, despite ongoing battles over a virus relief package and other spending priorities. The goal is to avert a shutdown at the end of September, which would bring unwanted tensions during the run-up to the November election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hong Kong media tycoon and longtime China critic Jimmy Lai was found not guilty of criminal intimidation Thursday. The pro-democracy activist was also arrested last month under Beijing's controversial national security law. Reuters' Adam Reed.
It brings to an end one of several cases currently against him after his high-profile arrest last month under a controversial new Chinese national security law. The verdict for this case dated back to a 2017 incident and was unrelated to his recent arrest. Lai has been an outspoken critic of Beijing and had been accused of using foul language when confronting a reporter from the Oriental Daily News, a major competitor to Lai's tabloid Apple Daily. Prosecutors in the case said Lai had intimidated the Oriental Daily reporter. However, his lawyers argued that Lai had been followed by reporters for 3 years, and his comments were not intended to harm the reporter, but only to express his exasperation.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Facebook says it's taking more steps to encourage voting and work against misinformation as the U.S. presidential election approaches. Facebook has long been criticized for not fact-checking political ads or limiting how they can be targeted at small groups. And starting a week before the election, the company says it will ban new political ads, though existing ones will still be seen. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.